You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
I'm going to be talking about escalating customer issues for great service. What do you do in your business when there's a customer issue? Do you have a system in place that escalates those customer issues and allows for swift action and resolution? Difficulty in dealing with customer issues ignites more workplace drama, and drama stands in the way of great service. You can create an escalating cycle of drama as you have a customer issue that creates more drama, the drama creates more customer issues, and on it goes. So break the cycle with a simple escalation process. Did you know that a customer issue handled well creates the opportunity for a more loyal customer? I'm not suggesting you should create problems so that you can solve them well, but I am saying that you must make sure that your team is armed with the ability to handle customer issues well as they arise. We've all had the experience of calling the customer service center for a business with our fingers crossed and mouthing under our breath, "Please be my champion. Please be my champion," while the phone rings. You just hope and pray that you get that person who's going to champion your issue and help you maneuver through the inner workings of this unknown, unseen process inside the business. How many times have you hung up the phone only to dial back in the hopes of getting a more resourceful person on the line? Come on, we've all done it. I've done it successfully many times, I might add. But what does that feel like as a customer? It's frustrating, isn't it? I mean, if one person has the ability to be resourceful, why didn't the first person or the second person? How are your customers feeling when they contact you, whether it's to come in, call, use your website with an issue that they need resolved? Your customers want a champion too. Stop and think for a minute. When your customers contact your organization with an issue, what is the probability of them getting a champion the first time? Get real. This matters. A customer issue champion must have empathy. They must care. Be resourceful. So they have to be a good problem solver and be creative. And they have to have the required resources available to resolve the issue. I mean, I know I've also had the experience of calling a customer service center and found that person who they did care and they were resourceful, but their manager's hand were tied their hands to this strict resolution process that wasn't going to fix my issue. What a drag. So make sure that your team, one, has empathy, teach them to be resourceful, and make sure that they have the resources available to resolve the issue. Do they have autonomy? This usually includes the ready and enthusiastic help of coworkers to get the job done, because how often can one person do all that's required to solve an issue? A few years ago, I was conducting a cultural assessment for a client. I was interviewing an employee from the service department. He started complaining to me about a specific sales employee. In his mind, this coworker always felt that his issues should take precedence over other work priorities. I dove deeper because I needed more detail on this one. And as the conversation continued, it became really, really apparent that the salesperson had become the spokesperson for disgruntled customers who'd already tried to maneuver through the normal channels of the business and had found no success. So the sales team had the relationships, so they became a collection point for unhappy customers. By the time an issue got back to them, it was time to make fixing it a priority. I mean, who wants to be on the receiving end of a customer issue when they're so frustrated and then you can't do anything about it? So unfortunately, this company had no escalation process, and the employees in the service department or other departments had no understanding of customer service. So instead of focusing on, wow, let me listen because I understand that my sales department is the spokespeople, they're really the voice of my unhappy customer, they instead focused on feeling frustrated with their customer for their pushing and pushing to hurry up and get something done. So the perception of the service department employee mirrored heard by others in the organization created barriers to providing great customer service and also ignited more employee drama. So the service department became more and more frustrated with the quote-unquote pushy salespeople, while the salespeople became more and more aggravated with the department who was unwilling to address the issues of disgruntled employees. And remember, the salespeople had relationships, sometimes long-standing relationships with the customers. So what did I have them do, and what do I suggest you do if this is sounding familiar to you? Every member of the team must know the part that they play in providing great customer service. Whether they have direct contact or not, each person is participating. I mean, I don't care if they're in your billing department and they never talk to a customer. They're still providing some service that can close the loop and help fix an issue. Two, as an organization, you must elevate the goal of providing great service. Keep in front and center. Show appreciation for employees who provide great service. And I mean, showing appreciation, and I'm not talking about bonuses necessarily or any kind of money even. Just thank them. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge them publicly. I can't tell you how many of my clients say, well, I don't want my other employees to feel bad, so I don't want to give too much public recognition to this great employee. And I'm always like, why not? You know what? If they want that kind of public recognition, they can do the same thing too. Let that person be your role model. And if your other employees want the same recognition, let them follow suit. Don't be quiet around the rock star because you don't want your non-rock star employees to feel bad. You know what? If someone's not taking great care of your customers, I kind of want them to feel bad. You know what? And if they come to you and say, hey, why don't you ever thank me? Tell them. You know, again, this is assuming that you're the kind of boss that does thank people. But tell them, hey, I would love to thank you. Take some initiative. Take some great care of our customers. Solve some issues. Number three, create an escalation process. So find a way inside the inner workings of your company, whether it's big or small, find a way to communicate to your whole team that this is an issue and assure that all members of your team know where a customer service issue should be prioritized. So, you know, do I drop my day-to-day work? Like, where does this land? You might even have a like low, medium, and high priority system or a green, yellow, red flag system or something so that people know, whoa, this is a drop everything moment, or this is it needs to be handled by the end of the day situation. So find a way to communicate that with your whole team, whatever it takes. I recommend that you work with your team to create the process and mode of communication that will work inside of your organization. Let everyone have input. If you haven't already, listen to the podcast number 13 to learn about a simple process improvement protocol. Creating a good escalation process could be one of your initiatives. Bring the team together, help them each see the role they play, and design a system that will work to ignite a fire to really address customer issues as they come up. Number four, remove the focus from employee to employee relationships that creates the drama and the frustration. Remind everyone that the requests made on behalf of a customer are not made by a demanding coworker. They're made on behalf of a customer who needs the issue resolved. Period. Stop focusing on being frustrated with a coworker who's trying to get something done for a customer. If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. So respond to them. Don't throw up challenges and barriers to someone who's trying to fix a big problem. So you as the leader must help your team members focus where they must. So if they're coming and complaining about your salesperson who's trying to ignite a fire to fix a customer issue, switch the focus and say, you know what? Put the face of that customer on his face while he's talking to you. He's really the spokesperson for a disgruntled customer, and we need to take care of it. You're not doing something for your coworker. You're doing something for a customer. So that's it. Create a customer escalation process so that you can handle your customer issues swiftly and get them done, get them fixed, and remove another area, another situation that can create more employee drama and create that cycle. So defeat the drama instead of igniting the drama. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks for joining me on this mission. I hope that you're implementing great information from these episodes so that you can defeat the drama in your organization. So if you found value today and you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. Go to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever and subscribe so that you know when a new episode is launched. Submit a review. It would be so helpful. Those reviews help other people find the podcast more easily. And support this mission. If you think that others could find value in the content here, then share it with them, please, on your social media, through email, by calling them. Let's get on this mission together to defeat drama, one business at a time. And as always, everything I've talked about today is in the show notes, and you can find the show notes by going to defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast site tab and then find the episode, and you'll find all the show notes there, and everything I talked about will be outlined. In addition, if you want me to help you defeat your drama situation, click on submit your question. You can either record or send me a message with your current drama challenge, and I'll be responding with customized solutions for your drama situation. So I look forward to helping you defeat your drama. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.